Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. So today's topic is, should a buyer or seller engage the services of a consultant prior to the sale or purchase of a dental practice? And how much do they charge? Let's get into that. So as you know, we are now doing this for 14 years. And I was a dentist for 25. We have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants. And we just opened up the states of Alabama and Louisiana. That's pretty exciting. We're available to you 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter. And you can reach us at 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Call us, even if you just want to chat, or if you want a free appraisal, we can chat. But do give me a call. Be more than happy to talk to you. Everything we're discussing today is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. So please remember that. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, large corporate, we know many, many, many of the players, most of the big players in the country, and we work with them on a constant basis. The beauty is they will often pay our commission, so there's no commission to you as a seller, and plus you have somebody in the middle, and we have all of our experience to utilize, plus my use of my accounts at no charge to you. And if you do engage our services and work with us, not only is there no commission, but there's also we reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing based on certain criteria, but we'll take care of everything. So anyway, getting back to it. So what is this about the consultants? What do they charge? Should you use them? I think there are some outstanding consultants out there that are reasonable in price that could pull everything together for you, especially for the sellers that their finances are challenging. They could have two offices on one tax return. They could be sharing some staff. They could have a very high accounts receivable that has to be cleaned up. They're just not an organized package to deliver. First of all, we need a great bank, and I could recommend a few of those that can put their arms around this and interpret what's going on. But you need the consultants too that can get in. Now, the consultants can also help you with your running the various reports we need and interpreting them. We have a few consultants like that. They don't work for us. They're independent. We are not mentioning their name here. You can understand, because we are like ad-free, sponsor-free. We don't have these strategic partners, because the partners can change all the time. We choose the best attorneys, best banks that we could recommend that we know you'll be successful with. But the banks change. Management changes, we change what we're doing. The attorneys change. You know, if the attorneys aren't delivering like we expect them, working 24/7 over the weekends, we just switch attorneys. And we have several ones around the country that we refer to. So we don't have these strategic partners. Okay? Anyway, there are a few consultants that, you know, of course, privately we'll talk to you about them, that as far as rates, $125, $150 an hour maybe, they're not going to take them that long. And some of them will fly to your location if needed. You know, just pick up their room, board, and their flight. But they'll fly to you. So they can get into your paperwork. And sometimes you want them. Now, sometimes they can work it remotely with your paperwork or not even go to your office. They can just analyze your data remotely. But many doctors want some people on location, because it's more than just data. It's to see how your staff interacts. You can see how the staff collects. Are they collecting properly up front? Are they letting patients go? Are emergency patients calling and they're putting them on the back burner? Oh, call us Monday. You got a patient on a Friday that's in pain. They want to be seen today. They cannot wait till Monday. They're going to another doctor. They are not waiting. It's what do you say the best practices is? Come on down. Just come on down. So that's what we like to say. a well-run office. So these consultants are out there. Again, some consultants will focus on your computer system and reports you can generate, interpret the reports, and pick up other things you may not know about. Other consultants will integrate into your office and see just what's going on. I do like on-site consultants, at least for a few days. They can tell a lot about the patients, the staff, see how long you're making people wait. There's a lot that they could learn being in office. And then that's just a few days, and then significant amount of getting all your paperwork, analyzing it, looking at it, and getting your whole package. They could also see you as the doctor, how you're integrating. Excuse me. How you work with your patients, how you communicate with them. Do you know how to put treatment plans, or you're a little timid? That does happen to certain doctors. They can't sell. They can't communicate. And the consultant will pick up on that. They'll pick up on the vibe in your office. And some of them, I can't believe how much experience they have. It's like, it's beyond comprehension. One of the consultants I know has done involved in over at least 1,000 dental transactions, worked for multiple banks, worked for one of the DSOs for a little while. I mean, we're talking, woo, really, really well-versed. And I think it's something special that you could pick up on. They could pick up on what's going on in your office. So, yeah, I'm an advocate of it. I think they should utilize consultants. And I think the buyer and the seller, it's a wise investment, because you're talking about a lot of money that's going on here, and you want to be organized. Your whole practice has to be organized for your bank, so you can get top dollar on it too. Excuse me, it is sunny here in New Jersey. I think we're getting an eclipse today. And they will be very helpful to you in getting the practice on the right track. And you as the buyer, what that consultant could do, she could estimate the amount of referrals that are going out of the office, let's say for endo, oral surgery, and so forth, and give you some kind of data on future potential if you keep these in-house, some of these procedures that are going out. There's a lot that they could do. They also may pick up on what staff they think are outstanding and could be a big help to you. You know, there's a lot to learn. So, yes, use the consultants. How much I've mentioned that already. One of them charges on 1% of the practice sale, which isn't too bad. You know, 1%, not bad at all. So let's talk about it. Let's chat about it. Call us if you want more information. I suggest you pursue it. All right, off to see a new practice today. We're excited. We're working all the time. We have, I think, 4 of the new ones coming out. Now, we have our flyer, so get on top of that newsletter we have. You have to sign up, sign the non-disclosure agreement, then every 4 to 6 weeks we're sending you the package. We get close to a 70% open rate on that email when it goes out, so people are motivated when they see our practices going out. All right, and we're in 22 states, so we try to stay on our game, okay, and available to you. All right, team, subscribe. I think we have over 122 YouTube videos, over 9,000 views, which is not bad for a very small boutique thing that we have. All right, we're off to the races here. We'll see you now. Bye.